Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Guys, we welcome Mindy to the show. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
So we are putting your boyfriend Jason to the test this week.
Correct.
Okay. And why are we putting him to the test?
Okay. So he has this friend that he has known since college named Amanda, and she recently found out that her husband was cheating on her, so they're getting a divorce. But since she found out, she's been calling and texting Jason for all this emotional support, and he's been going to visit her, too, and just to check on her. And I mean, I'm glad my boyfriend's such a nice guy and a good friend. It just worries me.
Yeah, I can see this puts you in a tough spot. You know, on one hand, this woman's life was destroyed, so she's turning to her friend. But on the other hand, you're going out with that friend. Like, and you got, also, you got to be careful. Like, if Jason is her shoulder to cry on, you know where that sometimes leads.
Exactly. Plus, I mean, if she got cheated on, she might try to do the same thing on him just to make a point, you know?
So, okay, so but you don't want us to put the friend to the test, or do you want Jason?
No. I want you to test Jason. I just want to make sure his head's in the right place.
Sure. Literally, right? Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll tell him, you know, he won a free dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when he's offered these free roses that he's going to pick you to send them to?
I don't know. He should pick me, but like I said, that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah, and also, let me throw in this reminder, which we haven't done this in a while, but make sure you don't interrupt anything until after he fills out the card, okay? And here's why. Like, I would hate for him to choose this friend that you mentioned, but then, like, the card was only going to say something like, hey, hang in there, I'll always be your friend, or something like that. So wait until after the card, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see what he does.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Jason, please.
Actually, it's Bella.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wondering if I was pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, it's okay. Everybody does it.
Okay, well, my name's Ashley, and I'm calling today from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that you were chosen as one of this month's winners in our Visa Rewards monthly prize drawing. So congratulations and thanks for using Visa.
Are you serious? I won something?
Yep, you sure did. So do you want to hear a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the prize this month is flowers, and you've won a free bouquet of long-stemmed red roses that we send directly to you. Now, in fact, the reason I was calling is because a lot of our winners who are men ask us if we can send the flowers to their wives or girlfriends instead, sort of as a gift from them. So would you like us to send the flowers directly to you, or would you prefer we send them to someone you care about instead?
No, you can send them to someone for me. That would be great, actually.
Okay, so all I need from you is the name of the person you would like us to send the flowers to. So a first and last name.
Okay, first name is Sandra, and last name is just like mine.
Okay, got it. And Sandra, is she your wife?
No, that's my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, just so you know, the long-stemmed roses are more of a romantic type of package. I mean, I just didn't want you feeling weird about sending something like that to your mom. I mean, maybe if it were lilies or something, I would understand. But these are really, really romantic.
Yeah. No, it's okay. She won't care. It's her birthday, so I don't think she'll think it's romantic or anything like that, you know?
Oh,
she won't think of it
it's
like
her
that.
Birthday? How sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do for you. I'll take care of the flowers for your mom, and I'll throw in a second bouquet for you that you can send to somebody else if you want. So that way you can take care of all of the women in your life all at once, free of charge.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's your mom's birthday. Just make sure if you buy her something, you use your Visa card to do it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. So the first bouquet we're going to send to mom, and who's the second bouquet going to?
Okay, so the second one is going to Mindy.
Mindy, okay, and who is that?
That's my girlfriend.
See, you got all the women in your life taken care of now.
Yeah, thanks. See you guys, and hopefully, you know, this is awesome. I've never won anything like this.
Yeah, and we'll put a happy birthday from Jason card in mom's flowers, but what did you want to put on the card to your girlfriend?
I guess you can put, I love you. And maybe put, I would be nothing without you. Love, Jason.
Wow. That you are just about the nicest guy we've ever had on War of the Roses. Jason, this is not Visa Rewards. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Wow. So,
listen, we were putting you to the test to see who you would give these flowers to, and boy, did you pick right, because guess who's been listening this entire time? Your girlfriend, Mindy.
Hi, babe.
Mindy, how does it feel to have the first guy on War of the Roses to choose his girlfriend in like 6 months?
It feels great, and, you know, I'm going to make him feel great when he gets home tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice. Okay, then. All right. On that note, I think our work here is done.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.